Hey Muggers, this is Jerry here. Hope you're all well. As many of you know, Cameron had his big TV debut this week. We were going to play it on the show, but unfortunately for legal reasons, we're not allowed to. So we don't have that, but what we do have is the first draft that he sent through for the show. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yes, sir. I get all the roots. Yeah. Yes, sir. Shut up, mate. You're just pissed off because you got sacked from the council. They caught you out the back of the work hut sitting on a witch's hat flogging your pathetic little willy. That's what you were doing. Out the back of the bloody work hut sitting on a witch's hat playing with your willy. Bloody shut up, mate. Yes, sir, I'm the man. You're just a fucking pinhead. You're probably wearing Ant's cunt for a cap. Go out Friday night, all your mates would be wearing beanies and you'd have to wear a fucking work sock. Yeah, fucking pinhead.
Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you know what I mean? My ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Am I turn this off or what?
No, let it go.
Leave the music running. We're recording.
Well, maybe. I don't even know how it's on.
Wait, it's recording now?
Yeah, recording.
We're all right. We're in. This is the mug off, baby.
This is the mug off. We're back here with another week. This is, look, we got some technical difficulties going on here. We can't even see who we're talking to, but we assume it's one of the favorites of the pod.
Yeah.
Back by popular demand, I would say. It's Ray Badron.
We caught a glimpse of the man.
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me. I've got the video. I'm getting the video back up. The reason why the video wasn't working was because I was trying to make my background the Laugh Garage Comedy Club, like Yaz told me to.
I suggested it, that's all.
My virtual background. Yaz said, can you make your virtual background the Laugh Garage Comedy Club? And I said, I'd love to. And he sent it to me and I probably had the biggest laugh the Laugh Garage has ever given anyone looking at that picture that I got sent through.
Fucking look at this. He'll trash any comedy club that's closed
Jesus
down.
I did my first gig at the Laugh Garage and I just did it. Like, I didn't even know that you had to have material. I just thought, like, I was pretty funny. I thought I'd just go there. And then sitting backstage, it wasn't until I was backstage and people were looking at notes and shit, I was like, oh, like, you're going to have to, like, it didn't cross my mind. I know that might sound so dumb. So excited to go do this. I thought, mate, I'll do this. Someone will see how funny I am. And then, like, straight to the top for me. And then I did this gong show there. It was so brutal. Just got gonged off. Like, they could gong you after 1 minute off stage. And I think they were just gonging after, like, 40 seconds or some shit. And I just went and didn't do stand-up again for 3 months. Yeah. But it's
who made the call?
Attitude. I mean, they give the gong to, like, a audience member in the front row. Fuck. But, like, it is unanimous. The audience member is in the front row. You know, there is a certain vibe in the room, you know?
There was, like, ones across the board.
I vividly remember it. Like, I vividly remember not having anything. So thinking of something to say real quickly, having one thing to say. And when I ran out of that, which was after about 20 seconds or 15 seconds, I was like, fuck. And then I decided to do crowd work. I said to this guy, what do you do for a job like this? And he goes, oh, you don't want to know. Or something like that. And I was so nervous. And I'm like, and so I go, I'm asking you, so I do want to know. And he was like, what? And I was like, oh, I want to know. Oh, something like this. And it was just gong. And then I just went home, drove another hour and a half home. And I was like, oh my gosh. But anyway, I've been reflecting over that a bit lately in the downtime.
Jesus Christ.
10 years into a comedy career.
You couldn't have had a clearer indication of how things were going to go for you. And you're like, no, I could turn this around.
Oh, well, it came up because, you know, obviously, like, the, you know, fucking current climate and my usual general mental health problems. I've sent my manager too many crazy messages over here. And she's, like, gave me a phone call and she just says, she told me, like, oh, yeah, you're always a bit lost and looking for direction. And I was like, yeah, what's the answer? That was the answer. That was the question. You know, I thought she was going to tell me the answer to that as well. But, like, so that was further evidence of what she was saying. But anyway, so it just made me think. it's making me think, like, oh, yeah, I haven't really put much of forethought to anything I've ever done in my life, really. You know, like, I kind of come up with the idea, and then I just don't really think about it much further than that. But, yeah, anyway.
For anyone listening at home, Ray's joining us through the magic of Zoom all the way in England, where things are quite hectic.
Yep, say good day to the Queen for us, mate.
Hey, going over there, Ray. You loving it? Loving the ice?
Mate, things were going good. Like, things, you know, everyone says this and everyone talks about it, but I sacrificed a bit of time to come over here and dedicated a bit of, you know, my life, and it was going good, and things were looking good for my career, and I'd been up and down mentally. And then I just got myself into a spot where I felt so good, and I was like, oh, this is great. Like, things are going to be great from here on through. The future looked really optimistic. I was like, nothing short of a worldwide pandemic could stop me now, you know? And then... lo and behold, I turn on the fucking news, and all the work's fucking gone. It's all right, like, same as everyone. All the work's gone, but yeah, just trying to do a few things.
Not as bad as some, mate. But there's that friend of ours, very popular comedian, went back to England to do a big world tour, and is in COVID out of it.
Hughes.
I've seen Steve Hughes.
Well, I just knew. I mean, yeah, it's the story's too long. As soon as I start to tell a story, I think, should I explain how we left the agency and stole their car?
Well, I mean, I was going to start with
time
he said the
N
word, hard R.
Oh, the time he said the N word, yeah, which time? Yeah, well, but like. Anyway, long story short is he decided to revive his comedy career by doing a big UK tour and flew over to England 3 days. Yeah, 3 days before the coronavirus.
He'd just be sitting there stewing, poor cunt.
I've seen the show advertised on the Leicester Square Theatre site, and then like they keep putting him on there, and then they keep like rescheduling for later in the year. So I could see he's just dying to get out.
One of the greatest advertisements I've ever seen, Ray, and it is one of your advertisements, but do you remember that one that you took out in the music, I think it was, in Melbourne, like 2 years ago?
Oh, yeah, the ad, yeah. I
loved Can you talk it. About like, that? No one's mugged themselves off more than you have, and this is a prime example. But it worked out so well.
This was just, you know, it's been a good advertising, I think. Like, I wasn't doing Melbourne, and so I took out an ad in Beat magazine, or what, I can't even remember what magazine it was, but full page ad. I've never taken out advertising before. I didn't even do the show. The most I'd ever spent on advertising was the year I didn't do a show. But it was $1,000 for a full page ad. Money well spent. Like, I'm not thinking about the $1,000 now, but I am remembering. It was a good laugh, and just big picture of me and
How'd Mrs. Badgerin take the $1,000?
Oh, I told her it was for rent. She saw it afterwards. She was a bit pissed off, but you know.
I remember her posting photos online saying that we're eating roast vegetables because Ray spent our last $1,000 on an ad for a show he's not doing.
Jesus,
you got to keep the brand going, you know.
And talk about crossing the line, right? Like, you don't cross it. If you cross your line like that, it's like I'm getting in trouble from my partner, but. Oh, anyway, so yeah, became friends with all the neighbours. We all meet up, congregate in the Japanese garden in our common area of our building. So when the coronavirus happened, we all started meeting up there. It was just this weird time where like everyone was kind of scared, but it was also a bit like sort of school campish, you know, and like school holidays almost, and so we all kind of became friends in a weird way. Like we all bonded pretty, but we didn't know each other, and. So then this led to a whole bunch of weird shit happening. But one of them was like the one guy, Nick, who's easily the most fucking crazy of them all. I don't know what he does still, and he's just insane, actually. But he bought all this counterfeit tobacco and sold it to everyone. He's like, I've got these pouches of tobacco, right? But no one knew it was counterfeit. I didn't know you could get counterfeit tobacco. I thought it fucking was stolen, right? So everyone in the building bought this counterfeit tobacco. And then, like, the next day, I hadn't used any of it yet, but it was, like, half the price of it, less than. So people are buying, like, double the amount, you know, like stocking up on it. And then the next day, like, you just start hearing coughs from all around the building. Like, people coughing. violently coughing, like violently coughing, Nick. Right? They're all just going, and they're all going nuts. And then like Amy, this other chick from the building's running around, like, don't smoke the tobacco, it's poison. Don't smoke the tobacco, it's poison. And like,
I bet he was popular when he showed back up to the Japanese garden. Well, big smile.
This is what I mean. This is what I mean by crossing the line and like getting away with it. I go up to him and I go, man, give me back the money for that tobacco. I don't want it anymore. And he goes, no. He goes, no. And I went, what do you mean, no? And he goes, I've lost heaps of money. No. And I went, well, all right. Like, but this doesn't make any sense, you know? And so he's just told everyone he's not refunding him because he's lost heaps of money. And somehow everyone's taken this, but like we've lost the money, like we've lost it, and he's like, and like he just crosses it and he gets angry at you, like he's like, no, do you know how much money I've lost? And we're like, but this was your adventure, this was your fucking deal, it was, wasn't our deal. Anyway,
you're at the end point of the sale.
He bought it from some Romanian guys. They turned up and they opened up their trunk and he bought it from their trunk and. Then they've changed phone numbers and left, he said. But yeah, anyway, yeah, that's just one of the things that have happened in this building.
Because you were telling me you tried to put a bit of... Because I saw a YouTube clip that was an Australian comedian who put on a gig and it was like wildly well-received. You tried something similar in your building, didn't you?
What happened was, so when we all got chummy in the first in the Japanese garden, right? And don't get me wrong, at this time they were... I think all comedians were going nuts and pitching shit and everything and like all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. So I pitched this idea and I say, oh, I've got this, I want to do a podcast. And they were like, what's the idea? And I said, I don't know. I've just got one episode idea. It's where I race Deliveroo and Uber Eats to my house and I see which one wins. And they go, well, that's pretty funny. Why don't you record that? And I was like, yeah, I'd maybe make it a gambling podcast and people have to gamble on like who's going to get there first. And like, and I get a professional sports commentator in and you can have Just Eats as well. And I was telling, and I expand this idea the whole way. And it's all about these racing, these delivery drivers. This is about week 2 or 3 into quarantine. And I've only met these names, never met them before. And this guy comes over. Everyone's having drinks out in the courtyard fucking one afternoon. And when I say everyone, they just sort of sit, their buildings, their apartments open up onto the courtyard. So it's kind of their backyards too. So everyone's sort of sitting out there and having a few drinks. And Nick comes over to my apartment and he goes, Ray, I want you to know I've taken 2 David Bowie ecstasy pills. And I said, what are David Bowie ecstasy pills? And he goes, these ones. And he showed me them and they've got a picture of David Bowie's head on them and they've got Ziggy Ziggy written on the other side. And he goes, if you give me a beer, I'll give you one of these pills. And I was like, oh, man, you can just have a beer. And he goes, oh,
well, after the tobacco, I'll take anything you've got, Mick. Yeah.
What Romanian did you get these off?
Tobacco came later. Tobacco came later down the line. Tobacco came later.
I've been able to see properly since the days of Bowie's.
We weren't at the level. Oh, the font is different. Yeah, if you look at it, the font is different on the back. Nick comes over and he says this, and I'm like, well, now's the fucking best time to ask him to do the podcast. Ask someone. I'll ask him to be a guest on the podcast. And so I asked Nick while he's off his face on pills if you do my podcast. And he was like, I'd love to do a podcast. I'd love to. And we're like, all right, don't, you know, I was like, don't drink anymore. Don't whatever. And I'll come back. I'll get it all set up. So I go get this shit set up. And I come back and he goes, I'm only doing your podcast if you take some pills with me. And I'm like, all right, like, give me, like, I'll take half. So I take half one, but then that just leads to me taking, like, another 1.5. And then after, like...
These things happen.
Then we just sit there, chatting, brother.
Next thing you know, you're 2 pingers deep. Yeah.
I do the podcast with Nick after getting absolutely fucked, and it's fucked. It's abysmal. Apart from being apart from us not knowing each other and just being completely fucked, you know, everything goes wrong. Like, he doesn't have any money in his account, so the food can't, like, we're like, I'm like, I order mine. I'm like, I'm representing Deliveroo, and he represents Deliveroo. And I look over at his computer screen after 5 minutes. I'm like, yours hasn't even left yet. And he's like, I can't find the right card. I don't have enough. I'm like, you don't have any fucking money in your account. So mine gets like such a 5 minute head start, right? Then his never turns up because he puts the wrong address.
He hasn't paid for it.
No, he eventually put the right address in, but he put the wrong put the right card in, but he put the wrong address in. We live in the Scotia building, and he said that we live on Scotia Street, and that's another address across the other side of London. And so he ordered this food to the other side of London. I don't know how. Well, London's so big. I don't know how you could do it. He's English. And, like, he's from here.
And then, hard to believe this guy got ripped off out of a trunk of a car.
Yeah, man.
But, like, at the same time, we thought it was pretty funny. We're like, this is pretty funny. So I decided to send it to all these people that I'd told that I'd send them saying. And I sent it to them at like midnight, like off my face, stupidly, at like midnight saying, hey, this is the first episode of my new podcast. I reckon it's pretty good. And then like I wake up the next day and there's no replies. And then I just keep looking at my phone and I'm like, oh no, like this is the dumbest thing I've ever done. Like, when is anyone going to reply? And I'm like, no. And I'm like, oh. Maybe I should just reply to him saying sorry. And then we listen to it again. I'm like, oh, it is kind of funny. I mean, we are pretty fucked, but it is kind of funny. And then...
I would love to get my hands on this podcast. Can you send it to me?
I bet if you take two pills, it's fantastic.
Well, it's coming out. It's coming out. So to get to your story, I have waffled on again, sorry. But there's two...
This isn't even a question you asked.
This isn't a podcast. It's an assault.
Oh!
Yeah, so the podcast, what happened with that?
Oh, yeah, so I got no replies, no bait. I'm pretty sure my management agency hate me now. They have quite distanced themselves from me, I have noticed now. It's somewhat acceptable for them not to reply to my emails or messages now. Anyway, the one BBC guy messaged me back. Going, man, this is pretty funny. He goes, don't get me wrong, it's fucked, but it's pretty funny. Like, there's some funny bits in here. He goes, I reckon this would be good if you cut it up and like commentate over it and say what you were trying to do and what happened or something like that. And then I was like, oh yes, this guy likes it. All right. And I sent it to a couple of comedians. I sent it to Sam Campbell and John Cruikshank, and they both gave me a
thumb. Was that BBC the broadcaster, or just like an account called BBC?
Yeah, just love an actor from the BBC category.
Oh, get it out, boys! Big black cock, whatever you want. Whatever,
I can't, man. Come on, have a bit of fun with it.
We can't leave that on the table.
you guys will be working on the BBW network. What are you on the BB? What's the?
Hey. If I can quote Charlie McCann, I think W's are bees.
What does BBW stand for? Big, beautiful women. Big, beautiful women. There he goes. He answered that quickly, didn't it? He jumped on that. So anyway, that gave me the courage to do a second episode. And the second episode is us. We meet an Italian guy in the courtyard, and he tells us he can play the guitar, which he can't. He lied to us. And he told us he can play...
Does anyone do what they say they can do in this fucking apartment building?
Nah. Where do you live? Like the one floor of the cuckoo's nest building? What the fuck?
I got tobacco that's not tobacco.
I'm calling bullshit the moment you mention a Native American.
Every time you walk out of that Japanese garden, there's just people there like, warriors, come out and play.
Man, the only good person in this whole podcast, in this whole building, is my wife and Amy Bonner, she's the headliner of the gig. And the gig is the second episode. So the Scotia Building gig is the second episode. We've got an Italian on the MC.
Once upon a time, in a faraway land, a young prince lived in a shining castle.
Welcome to the Scotia Building Sunday Sessions, ladies and gentlemen. How are we going tonight? Make some noise. All right, who we got in tonight? We got Christina in the mezzanine there, second from the top, a man there. Welcome to the show, sir. Thank you very much for coming. Right at the top there, we've got some other guests. Please come out. Welcome, free show, guys, for everyone tonight. Free live show at the Scotia Building. We've rounded up the best talent we could from across the building, every apartment. They've been through the auditions. Madam, how are you? Welcome to the show. Thank you very much for coming out. This is the first inaugural Scotia Building Sunday session. So we have... don't leave. All right.
quite tough when someone leaves you locked down. But
there's an Italian guy that he can only play one song, and it's Johnny Cash Hurt. But he can't even play that. He's lied to us.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Italy, all the way from Rossetto di Abruzzi. It's Simone De Silvestre.
The headliner is Amy Bonner from Ireland, and I can't speak highly enough of her. She's a fantastic musician. She's fantastic. She gave me heaps of her music and to use in my I'm going to use for my podcast, but then I didn't know how to edit it, and the BBC guy said he didn't want anything to do with it anymore. So
things are on the up.
So I went back into the courtyard one day. This is where the podcast is at the moment. So I went back in there about 2 weeks ago, and I said, guys, the podcast is dead, and everyone in the building wants it. Like, everyone in the building loves it. They've all heard it. Like, well, I'm just making it, like, individually now and sending it to people. Sam Campbell and Cruikshank and a few people gave me a thumbs up, so it encouraged me to do more, but it really, it's just me getting fucked with my neighbour that I don't know and trying to do something, and it doesn't work each time. But then there's two episodes, and I'm not making any more because I just can't party with him anymore. I can't be around him anymore. I mean, I can be around him, but I just can't. It's too much.
Keep it down. Is he on the other side of this wall?
No.
Fuck it. See if he's home. Yeah. Knock on the door.
He's about a meter. Is a meter behind? Oh, no. He's going to... No, he can't. He got too big of a head. He was talking to me about different episodes. He was talking to me about all this stuff. He was talking to me about...
you were having pitch meetings with him.
Yeah. You've got a yes.
He would talk to me about the podcast, what we're going to do and stuff like that. And then he started telling me about how he's funnier on it than me and stuff. And I'm like, all right, mate, fuck off. And like, he kind of is funnier on it because I'm interviewing him. But it just doesn't matter. Look, I don't care. It's a voice recording of us, all right? It's a voice recording of us fucks.
Anyway. It's great to see like a Facebook level breakdown of something that hasn't even come out yet.
Well, look, the Ray Badron podcast is over, and I told the neighbours that, and then Amy Bonner, the headliner of the gig, the musician, she's like, you know, well, I study music. I'm doing a PhD in music. I know how to edit stuff. I want to edit it for you. And I'm like, well, all right, you can edit it if you want. So now she's editing it. So Amy's, so it's a real big building effort. Like, everyone in the building's like, there's about four people in the building in it. Soon, I reckon, we'll release these two episodes. It's a full series, two episodes, pilot and finale.
What are the chances this is just a USB strapped to a bird's foot they throw in the air?
Yeah, I know a couple of Romanian guys that can take this data and put it on the internet for us.
The only place you can download this is on the dark web.
Mate, I know how you guys do your podcast. A little bit of a personal touch with me. Take my phone number, you know? Here's my email address. Stay in touch. A podcast is just a phone call with people you don't know yet, I suppose. You know, you can quote me on that.
I heard that during this concert raid, the cops come and shut it down.
They came at the end, yeah, because like it's hard to do crowd work to fucking people on balconies about 12 stories up. It really is. It's really fucking hurtful when they come out on the balcony and then walk back inside. It's like, oh, you're in lockdown. Like, you can't even leave in there. You know, this is the only different thing that's happened in 2 months. And you fucking would rather sit inside with your head under a pillow than watch this. But yeah, someone called the cops.
I love that someone called the cops. Like, he's out there again. He's mucking around in the Japanese garden.
They were so bamboozled. They came, the cops came, and they were like, what's going on here? What's this party? And I said, it's not a party. It's a gig. And then he goes, what do you mean? And I said, we're just running a gig here, like Italy, you know? And he goes, nah, it's not on. We go, what a man, it's like Italy. And we kept saying it was like Italy. And he's like, no, it's not on. And then they're like, just go, guys, or we'll arrest you and send you home. We're like, we are home. This is where we all live here. And they were just like, you all live here. This is all your apartments. And they go, well, go back inside your apartments. And we're like, so we're not allowed in the courtyard. And they're like, so then they left and we went back out in the courtyard. But yeah, the cops came to our building and said we had to go back inside our house. Fuck, stupid. I have been talking a lot. I do rant a lot. I just get excited to see people. I haven't seen that many people, you know?
Mm. Oh, man.
Apart from these fucking neighbours.
I'm going to apologise.
Not since those couple of bobbies come around.
Oi, oi.
No. I was like, boys and blue, come for a tea. Fucking, I haven't seen someone for ages.
Yeah, and, ready to snitch, were you, mate?
No, mate.
There's this bloke here selling this dodgy tobacco.
And ecstasy. Don't forget the ecstasy.
So are you guys here for a couple of David Bowies, eh?
Couple of ziggy-ziggies. Ziggy.
It's like over there you've got the David Bowies. Down here we've got the Joey Johns. Was anyone doing that like when he got busted at calling them Joeys?
That's a missed opportunity if they weren't. Drugs are for mugs. That's the message of this story.
It is the mug off.
Oh,
yeah.
We're talking to two ex-cons on the. Oh, sorry. You can mug off whoever you like here, boys.
Just
try fly over and get me. Try fly over and get me.
Oh, come on, man.
To my immediate left, to my immediate right.
No, you can't talk about it. All right, I'm sorry.
No, okay, like,
once I did a podcast with...
Jenner!
And I didn't do... He was doing a podcast, and he asked me to do an episode. And I did this episode, and all... You know, he used to be a police officer. So all I did was talk about how he's a police officer thing, and that was an interesting thing to talk about. And the joke was like, is this a fucking... Is this a sting sort of thing, you know? Have you got me... Is this what you're doing? You've come into the comedy industry... Said you'd start up a podcast and then get comedians to air their bloody criminal behaviour on the podcast and get it out. And he said that
illegal
he wasn't
slam dunk. Do you remember last time you were over me and you went and did some hot yoga, Ray?
Hot yoga, yeah. Bit of Bikram, yeah. It's apparently a bit of a scam, yeah. Bikram, as us yogis know it, mate, yeah. Bikram for your bottoms. What? I get into my yoga. Yeah, it helps with the mental health. I find it makes me more zen. You know, that's how I become really zen, really stay sane. And
haven't been doing it in a while.
No, I've been doing a bit at home, doing all that shit at home, you know, all the online stuff, all the online videos and stuff.
That was the fucking, like, hardest thing I've ever done, I reckon. Like, harder than any jiu-jitsu match, harder than any... Muay Thai fight.
But harder than getting your head kicked in by four blokes in a park.
It was harder. It actually was hard. I wanted to fucking die like the whole time. It was like me, Badrin, and 10 of the hottest chicks you've ever seen.
Oh, man. Sign me up with this Bikram, baby.
Yeah. This cunt took his shirt off and was just cruising with it. And I'm like, oh, I'm not doing that.
It was like, but. They were soaked, like as if we'd been in a shower.
Yeah,
soaked.
It was
like,
nuts.
It was like, it was a tough class. It was a hot day. It was a tough class. And I think we'd both been out. Like, it was around the Christmas period. Like,
we're on the piss the night before.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was just like, it was everything. And then it was just unexpected how hard it was. And it was just, like, it took me like half a day to recover.
I remember wanting to, I was like, I think I'm going to walk out. Like, I've got to walk out. But I'm proud I stayed. But fuck me. That's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, I reckon. And that's the mug off.
Yeah. What? How are we doing for time?
Hey, Ray, this is one of the funniest stories I've ever heard, but can you tell us about how you got dropped from your last management agency?
So I got dropped from my agency over here. The first agency I signed with here, when I came over, I signed with this agency, and they were all right. They just got me gigs all around the place, and I just did them. But they were pretty shit gigs, and they were like pretty far around the UK. And after you do the good, once you start doing shit gigs and stuff, oh, it's just tough over here if you go to fucking some fucking town you've never been to, Peterborough or some shit, some weird English fucking cunts, and have to do some show. Anyway, I just started turning down gigs from them. And I had work, it's just when I was trying to balance work in Australia and here, and I had work there, and I had other shit. So I was just turning down gigs from them and stuff, and they were starting to get annoyed. And then the big boss there left, and the girl working there just kept emailing me at gigs, and I just kept turning them down. And she was getting really frustrated and annoyed, and she was a bit under pressure. And she organized this gig for me once, and it was like, she organized these gigs and asked me to go to them, and I can't get back. Like, it's like they're fucking equipped. They do this to Australians over here. They just think it's like someone going from overseas coming to Australia and going, yeah, we got your gig at Aubrey Wodonga tomorrow night, 8:30. Yeah, no, $500. There you go. And you're just like, all right. And then you look at it that night and you're like, oh, fuck, it's there. Like, I can't get there. And so that shit happens. That shit happens all the time here. It's like, oh, fuck, it's in Lincolnshire or some shit. And you're like, where the fuck's that? And you're like, what?
It seems like the kind of thing you should maybe look up before the night.
Yeah, but like, yeah, maybe, you know. But like, maybe they should fucking, yeah, whatever. But I just was like, look, they just kept offering me gigs that were impossible to get back from, so I kept turning them down. She did it again, and I looked at it, and I was like, I can't get home from this gig if I'm hosting it. I won't be able to get home. I won't be able to get back. And she goes, oh, what if I get the support act that drives with you? And I said, all right, if you do that, then maybe, yeah. And then so she finally locks in this support act, right, and she goes, so I've got this support act. If you meet them at this place in London, they'll drive you up and back. And I was like, okay, yeah, cool. And then she writes to me the next
day. So they have Cameron Duggins in England as well.
Pardon? I don't have a car. What are you talking about, cunt?
They have Cameron Duggins in England as well.
Mate, I didn't drive interstate to
I'll
pick up...
I'll drive you, Mr. Headliner.
I didn't drive interstate to pick up the letters for a different comedian, mate.
Yeah, I'd rather pick up the headliner than the headliner's letters.
Oh. Yeah, the headliner's props. There's fucking dressing for a headliner.
It is that's an actual legit thing over here though. Like if you've got a car, like you will get like fuckload more gigs because there's so many big cities in such a small condensed space. You can have big gigs that are 3-4 hours away. A lot of the time they are. So you need drivers and stuff like that to drive everyone to the gig. So Duggan, move over, bring the car, brother. A lot of work here for you.
Well, bad news about the car, Ray. Yeah. I don't know if you heard it. It got turned into a cube.
A person once told me, not a manager, like a roommate or someone told me, if I hired a car, like, or if I just said I had a car, like, I would earn more than it cost to hire a car or get a car or some shit. I don't fucking know. Anyway, so I tell this manager. She writes to me the day before the gig. She's trying to, and she goes, look, for the love of God, can I please lock this gig in? And me trying to cheer up, I say to her, oh, you wouldn't believe it, but my best friend has just flown over. He met someone last night. They're getting married tomorrow, and now I'm the MC. What are the odds? Or something like this. And she writes back saying, please tell me you're joking. Like that. And I write back saying, ha, 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 ha. That's it. That's
so a reasonable person would say, you're joking.
A reasonable person probably wouldn't text that to their manager.
Well, also, like, it's hard to tell what she's saying in the text. It's hard to say, like, you know, like, if she's saying, please tell me you're joking ironically, or if she's like really asking me that question. Anyway.
I think she might be really asking
it. Yeah, it sounds like she's really asking.
Yeah, well,
I'd say Aaron is off the board here,
Ray. You can see where this is fucking going. You can see where it's going. I go meet the support act. We drive 5 hours to the fucking gig. We get there. I'm in the green room and I'm like, I don't know anyone at these gigs or anything. I don't know anyone, you know? And I'm in the middle. I don't know anyone in these towns. And I hadn't hosted a show before too. So I fucking really didn't want to do that either. I was really nervous about it. I was like, oh. And just, you finish so late and shit as well. Then I'm complaining. I was like, just standing around. So I'm like, who the fuck? I was like looking at everyone, looking at everyone in the green room, and I sort of counted the numbers, and I thought, there's a fuckload more people here than are on. Like, who is everyone, sort of thing. And I'm like, I start talking to this one guy, and I'm like, oh yeah, man. And he goes, he's talking to me. He goes, what's your name? We're talking for like 2 minutes. He goes, what's your name? And I said, Ray Badron. And he goes, Ray Badron. And he goes, aren't you meant to be your best friend's wedding? And I'm like, oh, what? And he goes, aren't you meant to be your best friend's wedding tonight? I'm like, no, I'm not meant to be my best friend's wedding. And I was like, oh, and I just started like, I was like, I could just see what happened. And he goes, oh, well, I got a call saying you're at your best friend's wedding. And I've replaced you. And so I'm like, oh. So I just have to wait at this gig. And I thought, this is how dumb I am. The silver lining, I convinced myself, I was like, well, at least you don't have, like, at least you get to go home early now, you know? And anyway, so I was like.
Swings and roundabouts.
Yeah. I try to be positive. I try to be, I'm a positive person, you know? And then I'm like, oh. So I get home, fucking another 5 hours. So I lose like 10 hours of my life. All this fucking, oh, the support act on the way home, they're like, oh yeah, can you give us 30, can you give us 30 quid for petrol? 30 pound for petrol? So I fucking like lose 60 Australian dollars, like 10 hours of my life, get back home. When I got home, it was so good. The next day, you know, like, it was just a funny story. So like I write like, oh, funny, like, this is what happened at last night's gig or something like that in a tweet. She must have saw it, and then my manager saw it, this girl, the agency, and she rang me.
Yeah, she, I think, I imagine she'd bump into your tweets from time to time.
Yeah, she's your manager.
Like, she's like, what's wrong with you? No, 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 that's the thing. She didn't follow me. She wouldn't follow me on Twitter. Like, I was like, fuck her. Like, not that I cared, but she followed like 10. I just knew she never liked me anyway. She never did anyway. And then she sent me like, and I was ready to leave. And then, like, so she was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she
me too, brother. Every job I got fired from, I was ready to leave as well.
No, well, she goes, well, I've been cancelling all the gigs anyway. And then she goes, like, so she sends me this scathing email. I remember I had this phrase, and then she goes, I'm sorry the gigs I get you aren't good enough. But have you ever thought they possibly reflect your standing within the UK comedy circuit or something like that? And I wrote back saying, look, all good. So she wrote saying, oh, I'm suspended. So, look, I'm suspended. Why are you suspended?
Like from school?
What?
You can't suspend me from an agency that I was fucking turning down the work from anyway. Like, you're not getting this up on me. So I'm like, oh. So I was like, look, all good. I want to thank you very much for everything. I really didn't mean it's a bad joke, and I'll see you later. And then, yeah, she's been pretty passive-aggressive to me ever since, really. Every time I see her around, like, yeah.
It's so funny. That is the most reasonable reason to get dropped from an agency. Like you?
No, it's not. What? Trying to be funny? Trying to be funny? That's what we should be doing.
Yeah.
Trying to be funny. She should lose the joke.
You can't try to be funny in the meetings when you refuse to be funny at the gig she's booking you at, and you just don't show up for them.
She can't even tell what a joke is. The only thing that you need to do if you're in the management position, you know, she can't even tell what a joke is. You know, I'm trying to be funny. That's my job.
Just how many ha-has? Yeah? 8?
Her job.
10?
Yeah. Substantial amount. Yeah, substantial amount.
All caps, too.
Well, I think this woman's clearly an idiot.
I doubt all caps.
If I get 10 ha-has, I'm like, I think this guy's joking.
Oh, I've fucking nailed it.
I'm not down with the status, like, what's all right to ha-ha, what's all right to not, you know?
Mm.
You see ha-has come back, you see lols come back, you don't know, you know, which one's the trendy one to use, you know? I think lol is very old, right?
Yeah. I was at the pub with my old man once, and he, like, we weren't even boozing, we were just down there for lunch, had a steak, went out to the smoking area. Anyway, it was fucking still quite traumatic. I shouldn't have brought this up. It's not great. But my old man, fucking his heart stopped. He's like, I thought the cunt was like dying in my arms. But then like the ambos get there and they're like, Colin, are you all right? You're all right. And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. Jesus, and I was like, you're going to the hospital, mate. Like, there's no way you're just, you know, you're just going home after
this.
Like, he was driving as well. Jesus, I'm like, there's no way. And he's like, yeah, right. Like, he's laying on the concrete at this point, being completely out. And the ambo, the young female ambulance officer, was like, Colin, so I think you've passed out. You seem, you know, pretty tired. I'm gonna insist that take you to the hospital. And he goes, well, if you're going, might as well get a ride with you. Laying on the concrete at the pub, fucked completely. Well, if you're going, I might as well get a ride with you.
Shout outs to Cole Duggan for fucking.
She was, and she was just like
times.
Trying to assess how compass he was, and she was like, "Okay, Colin, so I just want to speak to you about like what did you do this this morning? He goes, this morning? She goes, yeah. And he goes, can't tell you that. My wife would get upset. This cunt is unconscious a minute ago on the ground, convulsing. They've got those fucking paddles ready to go.
Still a dog, bro. Still a dog.
Still a hound, no. Get it, Cole. Get it. Fuck yeah. Funniest cunt I've ever met.
Oh, shut him out.
But, like, in all seriousness, are you going to get FIFA? Are you
going
to get a
swap?
The proper
yeah, no,
we're all going to get FIFA raids. Okay.
No, I legit.
You've got FIFA. I beat you already. No one's beaten me yet. It's new. I've really doubled down. This lockdown, I've really trained on it. I've really taken it a bit
we'll
serious.
We'll see. I got two draws off you.
And no, I won. A big win.
I got two draws, I said. I didn't say I won.
Yeah, claiming a draw. Yeah, good on you, mate. Anyway, I've learned all the celebrations. It's the only thing I've ever paid for and unlocked in a video, in a game, in app.
What's your go-to dance move?
I've got
rocking?
Some off the dark web, boy. I've got some new celebrations.
Off the dark web?
What?
Yeah, the goalkeeper fucks the striker at the when you score. The goalkeeper
what?
runs up and fucks the striker. That's one of them.
What?
Have you got anything you want to plug, Ray?
Yeah, maybe this pod.
Yeah, my podcast. My big podcast coming out.
Oh, we definitely will put it out as soon as we know where we can find it.
Thanks, guys. If the fucking Diana doesn't know how to release it, like she says, I'll be hitting you boys up. Yeah, thanks.
Yep. we can release it on our network.
We'll sort it out for you, mate.
Oh, fuck. Well, you know. Fucking love it to see your faces. Miss you all lots.
It was great to see you, Ray. But just at the end of the pod, if you like and subscribe, go follow the Instagram page, MugOff69. We got a new email thing.
Don't look at me. I didn't sign up.
Yeah, we do, but I don't have the address on me. It'll be up next week.
There's a new email address. You can send us in your MugOffs. We would love to hear some of your actual MugOffs.
It's MugMeOff69.
MugMeOff69 at Gmail. Hotmail, I assume.
Yeah. MSN.com /AU.
Yeah.
Gmail, that's gash mail.
There's a
got him.
It's like the snail mail. it's a little slow.
At Ray Badgerin and on Twitter?
Yeah, also there's a Facebook page. There's a Facebook page. You can go and like, it's a group actually. Join the group and start carrying on. We'd love that.
Yeah, tell us your mug-offs.
Thanks so much for coming. Watch At Home Alone Together on the ABC if you're in. You're all in Australia, but please watch that. Watch episode two.
Yep, we've all got some money out of that. It was a good.
They do respect good writing, so they only.
If you're a fan,
good writing can only advance so far on that show.
If you're a fan of the Home Alone franchise, you're going to love this show. The Sticky Bandits are back, and Macaulay Culkin has got a lot of new tricks up his sleeve. So, yeah, I highly recommend it also.
Badrin, ABC's doing a drama about what life's like at a refugee camp. Like they've got our idea. They stole Neighbours, Christmas Island.
Fuck. They've stolen Christmas Island. Fuck. Christmas at Christmas Island. That was ours and my show.
I love that idea.
Someone squealed, mate. Down the line, someone squealed.
Hey, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Love
Bruce.
You. Love you, Badger. Right.
Yeah, see you guys. Bye, boys.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make you hurt.
This is the mug off, baby.